I'm Cheryl Corley. Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr.'s district is diverse but predominantly African-American and middle class. At Jackson's health care forum in Chicago this week, he and his constituents offered President Obama some support.
You hang in there. You cover every American. You leave no American behind. We have your back.
A few people came forward to tell of the health care problems they've endured. Sharon Hamilton is a breast cancer survivor who fought with her insurance company over mounting bills for her care.
It was one of the scariest times of my life because I was put in a very stressful situation, concerned about a breast that had become infected, concerned about the fact that my insurance provider would not pay for some of my follow-up care, caused me a lot of stress.
A public health nurse, Dorothy Ahmad, said patients often come in with simple ailments that have progressed because they don't have access to medical care. Ahmad says there's already a nationwide public option, and that's Medicare.
We don't have to have a lot of geniuses to reinvent what we already have. We just need to expand it to everyone, so everyone will be in and no one will be out.
Michael Wolf, another audience member, said news reports suggesting the administration may drop the public option were making him nervous.
So, Congressman, my question to you is, if there is not a viable public option in the final legislation, will you vote for that legislation?
Congressman Jackson said no, and then asked the crowd to stand and applaud if they believe a public option is a necessity for meaningful health care reform. And he got the standing ovation. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.